I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's all right. What are you eating? What are you snacking on?
Some mac and cheese bites.
Nice. Were they like frozen, like you throw them in the oven or whatever?
They were frozen, first time I've ever got them.
Hmm. Nice.
They're okay.
Oh.
They're not great.
Damn. I was going to say, if they're pretty good, I might try and find some, but never mind.
Nah, they're mid. I've never seen them before.
I've never, other than just like restaurants, I've never seen packaged mac and cheese bites.
I hadn't either. This was like I got to try that shit. It disappointed.
Yeah, that sucks.
You need that grease.
Yeah.
You don't get that in the air fryer or the oven.
True. That nice deep fry.
Oh, I also got the TGI Fridays like jalapeno poppers. Those are dog shit.
Yeah, I never buy restaurant brand frozen like shit like that. Like is it TGI Fridays? They have like those the fucking fries that you can get, the big frozen bag of fries you can just throw in the oven.
I mean, maybe they do. I know like Arby's has their own.
Maybe it's Arby's
kind of that.
But yeah, I never get those.
Now, I've gotten TGI Friday shit before, and it's, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
This was extra, like, I don't know. The jalapeno just, like, kind of slides out on the first bite. It's really hard. You can't chew it.
Ew. Yeah, no. No thanks.
Yeah.
I'll pass. I'm also not a big, big fan of jalapeno poppers.
You're not a popper, bro?
I like them, but I get... I mean, I like poppers, dude. Poppers are okay. I get sick of them after a while, though. After like two or three, I'm just like, eh.
Nah, I'll crush some poppers.
Fried pickles, though. I could crush those. Give me some.
See, I'm polar opposite. I'll hit like one or two, but like poppers, I can crush.
I think it's the pepper itself for me, because like. Sometimes, like, the pepper's just too much.
You got that white mouth.
No, I'm fine with the heat. The heat's fine. It's just, like, the texture.
Yeah, that is off-putting.
Crunching into a pepper. I'm just like, eh.
It's off-putting the first time for me.
Yeah.
But then I'm used to it. I'm like, this is what we're eating. I get that, though. 100%.
My mom has made a jalapeno popper dip before. That shit
sounds
was awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that was good. But yeah, I get kind of sick of jalapeno poppers.
Had too many.
Yeah. So anyway, do you see what Andrew Tate said about people having too much sex?
Oh, I did see that. That's pretty cool.
I gotta say, I gotta agree with him.
He's like, it really is just leaning into like the incel community. He's like, it's good not to have a lot of sex. You don't want to get laid. Me and my brother just share one girlfriend, and that's it. We don't do any.
If you're trying to,
have you heard of that shit?
No. The only thing I saw is just if you're not having kids, you're gay. It's
like, yeah, okay. Yeah. He's absolutely right. We're trying to build a legacy.
Trying to build a legacy for Hustlers University for when 5.0 launches next year.
Our sons will run this. But I never told you. I did like a fucking deep dive on those guys.
Even like deeper than we did before.
Yes, no, my algorithm, like, got into it. Like, every fucking interview, like, I'd scroll through YouTube shorts, and every fucking clip was just an interview of one of them. That's how I discovered Theo von Reacher.
Oh, okay.
And so, there was one, it wasn't even them, it was, like, some fat guy that was their intern, and was talking about a girl that just lived with them. And he's like, yeah, it's not really anyone's girlfriend, but Tristan has a baby with her, and like,
okay.
Cobra fucks her. And I'm like, what the fuck? They're just passing around. It's all fucking weird shit going on over there.
Sign me up. Is this that's part how of the we should university?
Live. It's like, if you get to a certain level, you get to fuck our baby mom, a girlfriend, wife.
Sister-in-law.
Yeah, our sister-in-law. Our sister, basically, so.
And Andrew Tate's not having a baby with her, so that's gay. He's gay.
Hello? Sorry, I missed something.
I was saying Andrew Tate's not having sex with her, so, or he's not having babies with her, so he's gay.
That's true. What the fuck, man?
Is he just saying that now because, you know, he's probably just not getting laid anymore? I mean, that has to be it.
Nah, dude, he's in Romania. He clearly at least has the essence of money. He can get laid.
Yeah.
All those starving women on the side of the street, they'll be like, oh, dude, a Bugatti. Oh, what the
heck? Give me food.
Please, I'm starving.
Yeah.
Wherever the fuck they're at, any Eastern European country, if you show up, it's like, I have $10, they're going to be like... I don't know, a weird message. I don't know what to make of that, man.
I don't know either.
That's so fucking weird.
It is.
Maybe they're just getting way too Muslim.
Maybe.
That'd be nice. I want to do that.
Just become Muslim?
Yeah, and just shit on everyone. because mine's the right one, because I went to jail for sex crimes. That's the one you get. That's what you go to if you become Muslim. You're like, it's because you went to jail for sex crimes.
Yeah. And that's how you get
Mike Tyson.
And
yeah. No, it makes more sense for Tyson because he's black. That's kind of like, you know Malcolm X. That's kind of like, but Tate's white. That's the weirdest part. He went to jail and came out Muslim.
He went to jail, came out, thinks everything's gay now.
Yeah, having sex is gay. Having sex with women's gay.
The only way it cannot be gay is to join the Hustlers University. Only then would you go back into the closet.
Maybe they got raped. I've been thinking that. I was like, they might have got raped. Because I remember, like I said, I did a deep dive.
Might have been the first time that he's ever received. And then he came out a different man. He's like, that's gay.
He's like, I'm not fucking gay. I'm not fucking gay. Having sex with women's gay. Not me.
Not me. Like, because...
What if they go like full like Greek philosopher? They're like, having sex with boys is straight. Having sex with women's gay.
Jesus Christ.
No, but I told you I did a deep dive, and I'd watch these videos of them talking about prison, and I just, like, it was mostly Tristan that would talk about prison, and I'd just look at him and be like, this looks like a man who was raped in jail. Like, trying to like, put people off.
Yeah.
Like, when I was in jail, no one would fuck with me. I'm like, that's exactly what someone would say if he got gang raped.
Yeah.
Every day.
Let me see if he's got any. Let me see if he's got any new tweets out there.
Oh, come on! We got something else. We got to do a Tate episode.
I mean, I don't really have anything else.
I don't either.
Sucks.
There's fuck, like we can riff something up.
10 minutes in.
Fuck, we can riff something up. Come on.
Well, hold on now. I'm about to get this quote tatted on me. When the demons come, when the world gets dark, call on your brothers to bring the light. Thanks, Andrew Tate.
Thanks, Tate. I'll do that. Joe, I was just raped. Please.
The demons
bring
a
rape kid.
They came. Yeah, they came and came in me, in my butt. I didn't like it. I think sexual intercourse is gay now, because the demons came all up in me.
No, bro, having sex with women's gay. We're gonna be like the Romans and just have sex with boys. Some sweet supples. We're gonna be P. Diddy, okay?
God. Jesus Christ.
All right. I want us to be the level of P. Diddy, but refuse the temptation. That's what I hope for all my homies, is that they can get to the level of like the Pope, P. Diddy, and the Taints.
We just don't act upon that.
Just don't. They resist the urge. They're the one group.
We show strength by resisting.
I want all my homies to eat, just not at the kids' table, okay? We'll put that out there.
Kids' table's full.
It's funny how, like, everyone has to, like, every time something like this happens, it's like, well, I wasn't fucking kids. Like, everyone's like, dude, that's fucked up. I was not a fucking kid. Like, everyone's so afraid.
I know. Well, so much, like, I feel like every week, or every couple weeks, something comes out, and it's just predator.
No, but it's a good thing.
It is.
It's like, you know, you can bitch about the Me Too movement all you want, but like that was a good start to this. What led to this.
Yep.
I mean, it was kind of like iffy, where it was like people were getting fired for, you know, shit we say constantly, like, Jews control the banks, and then everyone gets fired.
Cancel.
And it's just some guy that works at Jiffy Lube, he's fired, and his life's ruined. You know, that was kind of shitty, but, you know, it was a good, it got to this, where it's like, yeah, you know what, pedophiles are bad, and that's a good thing.
You know what? There's a lot of pedophiles in Hollywood. And they're still there.
And we'll only do a couple of them because they're Jewish. But anyway.
And then one of them's P. Diddy. And no one likes P. Diddy anymore, so we're gonna get him.
I never gave a shit about P. Diddy.
Never liked P. Diddy. Never liked him.
Never liked P. Diddy.
Never liked P. Diddy.
You're not a rap fan, though.
No, I'm not. Not really.
See, I can't really think, because I never listened to like a P. Diddy song. He was just like a producer on something else.
Well, I remember in middle school, maybe, or high school, I had to watch a movie. We read a book or like a play, and then there was a movie, and P. Diddy was in it. And he was god-awful in that movie.
Oh, P. Diddy was on It's Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah. With the,
with Sinbad.
Well, yeah, that I was thinking of when they were trying to get meds for Charlie's mom.
Was that one? Yeah, where she faked cancer.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
I just remember Sinbad. I was telling someone about this the other day. I was like, the Mandela effect about that Sinbad movie.
The animated movie with Brad Pitt in it.
No, do you not know what I'm talking about?
Hold on. I might.
Shazam. But it's actually Kazam with Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, no.
Okay, so, I mean, you can look it up. It's a very... I fucking fell for this. So there's a movie with Shaquille O'Neal in it, and it's called Kazam. But the entire world thought that there was a movie called Shazam with Sinbad. And I believed it. I was like, I fucking watched that movie. That's real. But no, it never existed. It's not fucking real.
It's Kazam with Shaq.
Yes. Instead of Shazam with Sinbad.
Damn, 20% on Rotten Tomatoes, 3.1 out of 10 on IMDb, Shaq. I mean, this is Oscar worthy right here.
He's a magical genie.
It's 96, he kind of missed it, but
he's a magical genie. I'm a magical genie, I'm Shaq.
5% critic score. Jesus Christ. The greatest hour and 33 minutes ever. That was from last year.
I can't remember the guy's name. Have you ever seen that roast of like Shaquille O'Neal or something? Or I don't know what they're doing, but it's this guy like laying in to Shaq.
No, like, I never actually really watched the roasts.
I haven't either. I saw a video on it. It cracked me up. It's like this guy like does a great Shaq impression. I won't be able to do it, but he's like and Shaq's over there thinking, they keep talking about how Shaq's stupid. That Shaq don't have no feelings. They don't know Shaq's smart. Dr. J's stupid. He's not even a doctor. Shaq a doctor. Shaq smart. All my friends are being mean to me. I don't know why. It just cracks me up because that's what I imagined Shaq thinking. He was like, everyone thinks Shaq's stupid. Because I star on Kazam. Because I helped out a lot more on Kazam. Shaq actually smart. Shaq owned Walmart. Shaq have biggest purchase in Walmart history. He has a record. He really does. He has the record for biggest Walmart purchase.
How much he spending?
Like 70-some thousand.
Jesus.
Apparently he like bought a house and just outfitted it at Walmart.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's like buying multiple TVs and shit.
I'd hate to work Walmart in that day. That would suck. Although you would meet Shaq,
that would be
though.
Fucking dope. I'd be like, dude, can you sign my fucking tits, Shaq?
You'll definitely need help to get this into your house, right? Let me tag along. Let me grab my car.
I'm coming with you, Shaq.
I'll get my 2002 Honda Accord. Yeah, I got this. Your whole house is going to be in this car. I got you.
Yeah, I'll help you move, Shaq. I'm a live with you. Maybe. Yes. I'm a squat. Yes.
Yes.
You think you're gonna pull one over on Shaq? You think Shaq's stupid?
Yes.
Shaq not stupid.
Still haven't finished the first season of Sopranos yet.
That's terrible. That's fucking atrocious.
I am an episode and a half away.
I don't even remember what the fuck happens in the first season.
kind of nothing up until the very end. Pussy and Jimmy's place gets hit. And then they think,
yo, come, we got any lasagna left? It's in the fridge, town. Just for breakfast, eating cold lasagna.
Yeah.
That's all I think of.
Yeah, that's half of the first season is just him opening the fridge, just snacking.
Come, where's the chicken palm? Come. For fuck's sake, Tony, you fucking pig. You fucking another whore, Tony.
What the fuck is the matter with you?
This, that, bitch, this, that. Yeah, no, I was like, fucking everything.
Yeah. I mean, the last thing, because I got halfway through this last episode, and he's like looking at the, I think she's a new neighbor, or she's like watching the neighbor's house or whatever. And she's,
oh, yeah.
Forgot where she's from, but she was like foreign. She's studying something, and she was like hanging up the clothes and whatever. And he's on like 8 pills of Prozac and whatever the other one was, and so he's like stumbling down. He's like, I think this is yours.
You know, I saw a meme one time about the Sopranos. I was like, that's a perfect assumption of the show, and it's like every woman in the late 90s seen some fat bald Italian guy. Yeah. and it's just a picture of one biting her bottom lip. It's perfectly,
it's so funny because he looks like a fucking zombie, stumbles down, and she's like, oh my god, he's hot. And I'm like, he's literally sweating just standing there.
Yeah, the fat grease bottom is like,
I don't even remember what it was. Some like nightgown or something.
It's a retarded girl. You left your paper airplane over there. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, I've been watching you from the bushes, and I was just wondering. What the fuck are you doing?
My English no good.
I'm from Sicily, the retarded capital of Italy.
Italy. I've been reading about dinosaurs.
I would love to have you and me got together. same part of the island.
Mario Kart.
Well, my son plays that gay shit. What are you doing later? How about I take you out?
Play Mario Kart.
I'm not supposed to weave the home that long. Nah, come on. In my car.
I'm trying to see what my ma had to say. But I'm probably going to play Mario Kart.
AJ!
My mommy says I can't friend. Go out after 8. I had to be... My bedtime is at 8:30.
You always listen to your mother, you sexy fucking bitch.
Yes.
You're sexy. I want you.
My mommy says I'm special, and the world is not ready for this special.
It brushes her hair back. You are special. Let me show you. Let me show the world. They're
please
not ready
get off
for
of
it.
Me.
I was in a girlfriend. Everyone's like, Town. What are you doing fucking this retarded girl, Town?
Town. The fuck is the matter with you?
Stay the fuck out of my business.
She's one of them retards.
She's one of those bleeding retards. You saw on the news.
You kidding me? T. T.
Hey. Yes, Polly.
I just saw this on the news. They're one of them retards. Chrissy.
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 Hey, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here.
You I'm trying to write my script here.
He's a fucking retard.
Trying to write my script here. I haven't had my arc yet.
I'm trying to. Goodfellas, too. I want to play the lead role. What the fuck are you doing with this bullshit? Why don't you focus on business? Right in Hollywood bullshit. Telling our secrets is that what you're trying to do? Hey, Tone, no. I'm not the fucking retarded girl. I told you not to fucking mention that. God damn it, this is what the show has become.
Yep, it's just...
talking Sopranos.
That's okay. It's a great show.
It's the Sopranos if David Cage was a fucking maniac. This episode, Tony fucks a retard. He fucks a child retard, his neighbor.
Yeah, while
Tony,
he's on his drugs.
These?
Huh?
Town, what? Tony, what are these? What? They're nothing. It's like popsicle sticks. They're popsicle sticks, Tony. You're fucking another retard, you fucking pig. No.
It's the Prozac.
It's the Prozac. It's getting to me, Cam.
Yeah.
God damn it, I love that show.
It's great. I gotta finish it, because it was... Pussy and Jimmy's place got hit, and they think Pussy was wearing a wire, but now they think that it's Jimmy wearing the wire, and now Pussy's missing. So, oh, and then
which one's Jimmy? Is Jimmy like the guy from the Matrix? Is that Jimmy?
No, Jimmy's the. He is one fat motherfucker that...
Oh, okay. Different guy.
He kind of has like a... not really like a pompadour haircut, but it's like kind of Elvis-y looking. I can't...
Yeah.
But I think he was under Pussy, I think. He was running with Pussy. Like, they always kind of run together a little bit.
We all try to.
Yeah. But not all of us are Tony Soprano on Prozac.
Yeah, no, that's the fucking dream, dude.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate male fantasy, I gotta tell you. Everyone's like Batman. It's like, nah, dude, I'd rather be a fat New Jersey fuck who's just like crushing puss. Just cheating on my wife.
Who just keeps popping Prozac and other antidepressants. And
killing guys for $60.
And just swinging open the fridge and just downing like 8 pounds of gabagool.
Just cold cuts. That's honestly the dream. That's how I live my life now. But imagine I had a mansion. Yeah. Just waking up at 11. Like, yeah. We got any baked ziti?
Yeah, I guess I'm in the freezer.
No, in my life, it's like, we're not Italian. Why the fuck would we have that?
I did have ZD the other day.
We got any mac and cheese bites, Chom. That's Chom, that dude. Honestly is the dream. Just to be fucked up on Prozac and be like, I'm yeah. Tony fucking Soprano, dude.
Going to therapy and just screaming at your therapist, calling her a whore.
You fucking whore.
Tell me to fuck my mother. What the fuck was the matter with you?
What's wrong with you, you sick fuck? I wanna fuck my mother, maybe. Shut the fuck up, you fucking bitch. Who's that philosopher?
Philosopher.
There was a philosopher that's like every young boy wants to fuck his mom and kill his dad.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't either. That was a part of psychology I kind of blocked out. I'm like, this is fucking weird, dude.
Freud?
Probably.
I think it was him.
It sounds right.
Yeah, I think it was him. Because I remember that, too, in psychology. Everyone was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Fucking psychopath.
Yeah, I know.
We're basing our entire knowledge of psychology on this guy.
I know, that's the weirdest part. It's like, that's psych 101. It's like, it's this guy that wants to fuck his mom and kill his dad.
It's just a Freudian slip, that's all it is. Just like, oh, my bad, guys.
It's a metaphor.
It's the true slip. It's the true slip. Oh, I didn't mean to kill my dad. Have sex with my mom. Didn't mean to do that. Whoops.
Whoopsie. The classic Freudian slip.
Yeah, you're in court. What made you commit these actions? You know what they say, right? It's a Freudian slip. No, it's just, whoops.
Not guilty. Thank you, Your Honor.
Not we guilty. Base
our entire understanding of this field off this.
I mean, what can I say? I mean, it's just an honest mistake, you know. It's just, whoops.
I remember
slip
my,
of the tongue, you know what I'm saying? Slip of the slip of the finger pulling the trigger, and you know what I'm saying?
Slip yeah. of the finger banging my mother type of thing.
It's not. So anyways, not guilty, sick. All right, I'll catch you guys later.
Later, guys.
I got jury duty next week, so I'll be here next week. So, yeah.
For a trial about incest and,
and murder.
Matricide. No, matricide would be the... Well, patricide. Would that be killing your father? I forget.
Think so.
Matricides for your mother.
Patricide.
I mean, that would eventually lead to that. Like, yeah, if you're fucking your mom, you would end up killing her. Like Psycho.
Yeah.
You ever watch that Bates Motel show? Yeah.
I never finished it. But
I used to love that show.
I don't know. I actually need to rewatch that because I did like that show. Okay. Wait. Parricide or parenticide is killing of one's mother, father, or other close relative. Patricide is father. Anyway, Bates Motel. I don't remember which season I got to. I think it was season 2. I think. When did he start doing the taxidermy stuff?
I don't remember. It's been forever.
So I remember he had that dog.
It was later.
Yeah, because I remember he had that dog. He liked that dog, and it got killed. It got ran over, and he stuffed it. I remember that. But I can't remember if I got to season 2 or season 3. I ended up just stopping.
I just remember, like, that was, like, me and my mom's show. which is fucking weird. Like, it'd be like, all right, let's watch Bates Motel, and it's just me and my mom with the only ones that like it.
Yeah, that I was, I think, we didn't watch it at the same time. I think she got me into it. I can't remember. But I remember we were...
No, me and my mom would sit down and be like, it's time to watch Bates Motel, and we'd watch it, and it's just like a guy wanting to fuck his mom.
Yeah, I know.
Even at the time, I was like, this is fucking a weird show.
Yeah, it's weird.
Watch with your mom.
Even the, I mean, even the old movie is wild.
Oh, that's great. I used to love Alfred Hitchcock. I mean, I still do, but I used to be like a nerd about it.
Yeah, I need to finish Bates Motel. I mean, I know what happens. So I actually think my mom was watching the last episode and I was watching it with her. And I was like, whoa. Spoilers. He's dead.
Mom, we can't watch this together. That's fucking Freudian of you.
your Freudian is slipping here, Mom.
You're trying to fuck your son, Mom. Fuck me, Mom. Fuck me.
A show that, like, although it was more so like me, my brother, and my mom, we watched that Hannibal show.
Oh, that show's dope.
Yeah, another show I never finished, but I was on the last season. But
I never got that far.
Yeah, the last season was kind of getting boring. It was like, I don't know, it was just really slow. But that show was awesome. I loved that show. Fucking, what's his name? Mads Mikkelsen as Hannibal. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Great, great casting.
And then, they had a series of, like, just great characters in TV shows.
Yeah.
And then, like, boring side plots, but the show was still great. They kind of just quit doing that, I feel.
Yeah, Hannibal was, like, one of the last shows that I was, like, that came out on TV, and it wasn't, like, streaming or anything, where it felt like high, it was, like, real high-quality stuff.
Yeah.
And then, now we get shit.
Yeah, honestly.
Just feel like every show now is the same.
Well, so, they just don't ever do like character stuff. It's all ensemble cast.
True. Yeah.
Well, what's Tristy going through now?
Yeah.
Oh, she was raped. Or whatever, you know. It's always just like some. It doesn't ever add anything. It's just like her boyfriend cheated on her.
And then you...
Euphoria, basically. You know, just Euphoria.
And then there's like a new like fantasy series out. Well, it's like Game of Thrones. But I'm just going to watch Game of Thrones because Game of Thrones is better.
From the series, Pearls of an Ender that everyone read, comes the great retelling.
The great retelling of the New York Times bestseller.
New York Times bestseller that everyone read.
But we are making changes because it's not like Game of Thrones, so we're going to make it Game of Thrones.
We're going to make it Game of Thrones. There'll be incest and
like
murder.
Fucking, I don't know if I probably talked about it. I don't remember. The fucking new Avatar show, the live action.
Oh, I was not touching that shit.
I watched the first two and stopped. That shit. Well, I watched the first episode and I was like, I'm not doing that anymore. That hurt my soul. And then I was like, let me give it another shot. Because some people are like, it's not that bad. It's not great. Like, it's better than the movie, M. Night Shyamalan's movie. But it's still not that great. And I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll give it another shot. It still hurts. But like I remember when that movie, when the show was coming out, the guy was like, "We wanted to make it like serialized drama, like Game of Thrones." And I'm like, You don't have to. It's not Game of Thrones.
Yeah, stop trying to make Game of Thrones. Even Game of Thrones failed, ultimately. Yeah. Everyone's like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
You guys fucked up.
The first four seasons of Game of Thrones, fucking peak TV.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then that's when it, like, kind of got meh, and then it got good, and then it got meh, and then it got bad.
Wait, was that part? Was the Battle of the Bastards part of the last season? I feel like it was, because that was dope as hell. Oh no, it was earlier on. That shit was dope.
That season six, which has Battle of the Bastards, was like the last. Well,
Frank, if you don't fight for them, that shit was dope.
Yeah. See, yeah.
Jon Snow.
Battle of the Bastards was awesome.
Yeah,
probably one of my favorite episodes ever.
Fucking that was amazing.
Seeing the bodies pile up and they're just still fighting on the mountain of bodies.
Hell yeah! God damn it!
Fucking awesome.
I want to rewatch every HBO show.
Yeah.
And I still haven't finished Saul.
I haven't either. I kind of gave up on that since I'm watching Sopranos, and I still have to finish Fallout. But that's,
I do too.
But yeah, I kind of gave up on Saul, because like I don't want to restart it because I kind of remember what happens. But at the same time, it's like I probably should restart it to get that, like, yeah, I don't know. One of these days.
I was watching it recently, and I've got, like, no, here's the problem, is I'm, like, vindictive about Netflix doing that bullshit.
What bullshit?
Where you have to, so, like, me and my dad split streaming services. Like, I pay for HBO, I pay for Hulu, he pays for Netflix, and he pays for Prime. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, it'll let me watch a few episodes on Netflix, and they'll be like, you're not a part of this household. And I'm like, I'm not paying for my own, and I'm not paying for the extra, you know, couple dollars to add a household. Even though it's like $7 to add a household, I'm not fucking doing that. Fuck you, Netflix.
Yeah, everybody's starting to do that now, slowly.
That's fucking gay as hell.
Because I think HBO, like, you can't even be on the same Wi-Fi. Like, you have to be on the same Wi-Fi or it doesn't work.
But they don't take into consideration, like, phones.
Yeah, it's weird.
No, it's fucking stupid. I'll be on my phone watching Netflix and it's like, you're not a part of this household.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on a fucking phone. How do you know?
I think every streaming service should have, like, a family plan, no matter where you're at, no matter your, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's what they used to do.
Yeah.
They used to be like, it's for one person, two people, or a family.
Yeah.
And now they're just like, it's the family price. Yeah, it's the household price, but only for this house. And if someone's 10 feet away from the original TV, they cannot watch.
Fucking sucks.
It's fucking greedy as hell, dude. Fuck that shit.
And now Prime is getting ads integrated in their shit. It's fucking annoying.
Prime always had ads.
Mm-mm. Not like this.
Oh, yeah, no. The ads are getting fucking crazy everywhere.
Yeah. Like, might as well just go back to cable.
That's always been the thing. It's like, let's just fucking do cable anyway.
So, because it was like, you don't need cable box anymore because there's no ads. That's great, right? Well, now you got to pay like $500 total.
Yeah.
To have three streaming services with the highest quality and no ads. And you're just like, well, I don't have any more money anymore. I'm broke watching some shitty TV. Some shitty show on Netflix. Fucking Kissing Booth 4.
Fuck.
I don't like Netflix. That shit. The last thing I watched on Netflix was rewatching Avatar, like the cartoon.
Yeah. I would never use Netflix. I just wanted to finish Better Call Saul. I was like, if I can just finish this, I'll never have to even think about Netflix again. I was like, I just have to finish this.
Yeah. Nah. Netflix sucks. And then...
Dude, it's a bummer. If people had like 1% of willpower, this shit wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, like, capitalism works if people can say no. And then it's amazing. If we were just like, nah, fuck that shit, we're not going to use it, they'd be like, okay, we won't do that.
Yeah.
It's because everyone's like, I can just stare at it.
You know,
I want it. It's something else.
It's. I can get
poor
that.
People
I
can't have.
I can afford that, therefore I want it, so it's mine.
Yeah, no, that's all it is. If we were just all like, we're not going to use it, they'd be like, all right, we'll fix it. And then everything would be awesome.
Yeah, all right, I guess we won't overprice our shit and make...
All right, I guess we won't keep charging $30 for the 8 shows. No, not even that. The 3 shows you come here for.
The 3 shows that that come out at once that you can binge in one weekend and won't have another show for another 3 months, 3 to 4 months with the same 3 shows that you can binge watch in a weekend.
For these 2 shitty sitcoms you put on to feel less alone, we will no longer charge $80.
I think that's the other issue. We need to go back to the weekly releases. I think Netflix is the only one now that's not... I don't know, I guess Prime does it too. But like, you know, they release the whole thing at once.
Yeah.
I like it, but I don't like it. Because it's like... Shows nowadays are fucking 6 episodes. You get that done in a day and you got nothing else to watch. Like... fucking the Knuckles show just came out. Like it's a kid's show, and I was thinking, oh, that's probably like 10 episodes, you know. Nice fun show for the kids. No, it's 6 episodes.
You're like, I watched all 6 and I wasn't satisfied.
Yeah. Like just make a movie.
Honestly, yeah.
Like the half of the Marvel shows on Disney. I mean, there are 8 episodes, but I think there was one that was like 6 episodes, and I was like, it's making a movie. I feel like...
Honestly.
I feel like it would be so much easier just to make it a movie. Make an hour and a half. That's all you need. Not even... Or make it 2 hours, but...
No, Joe, they have to put in some filler.
I don't care.
The Daredevil show, you have to put in Foggy or whatever the fuck his name is. Like,
yeah, but the Daredevil show was good.
Yeah, but who gave a fuck about Foggy? That shit ruined it for me.
I liked Foggy.
Dude, fuck Foggy. The worst goddamn character in the MCU.
What?
He sucked.
No.
No,
take
he sucked.
That back.
No, Foggy sucked, dude.
No.
I don't even know if I have his name right. I just feel
no,
like
foggy.
That's what his name was. Okay, yeah.
It's Foggy. No, I like
Foggy.
Foggy. What?
You're the only one. No, fuck
incorrect.
That.
Incorrect.
Yes, a mass majority hates Foggy.
No.
It's like, oh, watch Daredevil be blind and be a badass. But hold on, half the episode has to be dedicated to Foggy. Who's just doing lawyer shit that no one cares about, and you'll zone out. Half the episode is you zoning out.
Is this what it's like to be blind? Just, oh yeah, that's why they did it. You zone out and you're in your head, so you just like, oh, I'm blind.
Your eyes gloss over and you're like, oh, this is what it's like to be blind.
I get it.
Watching this fat shit talk about law. He's not a fucking lawyer. You'll never convince me that guy's a lawyer.
Don't you remember the flashbacks where they did not even attempt to make them look younger and they were at law school?
Yeah, dude, that's like all shows. Yeah, those shows do that. Have you seen Dexter?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, oh,
just
my
put that guy in a wig. They just put the guy in a bowl cut wig, and they're like, "This is him."
I totally forgot about those flashbacks. Those are the best. Because, like, not even the dad.
From 40 to 17.
They just put on some shitty wig, and then the dad is just the same. The dad is the same.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
I think I forgot what they did with what's her name, the sister. I feel like they just had her put her hair up.
She put on like a cheerleading outfit or something. Yeah. It wasn't like.
And she's like, "I'm younger," and I'm like, "No, you're not."
Daddy, don't go.
I told you.
This is a grown man. Daddy, don't go.
Daddy. Father, don't leave.
Father, it is me, Dexter.
I'm going to be killing serial killers in about 15 years, Father.
I taught you, Dexter. Kill the pedophiles and serial killers. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
now
Daddy.
Die. You may die now.
I'm going to be a forensic scientist that also kills serial killers, Daddy. Are you proud of me?
Are you proud of me, Daddy?
I remember that show kind of got me interested to join the forensics side of stuff with police, and I was like, oh, that'll be cool, that'll be fun. And then I realized you needed like a lot of fucking like biology and shit, and I was like, no.
No, I'm good. I'll just kill people in my spare time.
I'll just join the crime scene and just, like, you know, get the I'll just look at the spray patterns, the blood spatter, and be like, oh yeah, I know that. Yeah, that's yeah, that's some blood right there. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, that's like a 10.8 pattern right there. It's
yeah, that looking at the spray, that looks like that's a gunshot wound, you know, point blank. Yeah, I got that.
Guy missing a head.
So he definitely got his head chopped off here.
Yeah.
The blade is right next to it. Some sharp object, you know.
If you'll excuse me, I have to return some videotapes.
I need a.
I just watched Dexter and you're like, yeah, I'd love to be in forensics. And you're like, no, I'd just rather kill people.
You just turn to Patrick Bateman instead. That'd be
something with the lines.
But I do remember I took a forensics class in high school, and we did learn about like blood splatter and all that.
Was it actual forensics? Dude, yeah. There was a forensics class in my high school, and that was like common, you know, around the area. People were in forensics class. It was for acting.
No, it was real. We would get it was fake blood. I forgot what we actually used, but we got like toothbrushes and stuff and put like the fake blood on it. We went out into the hallway and put like a bunch of like construction paper and like parchment paper up on the wall. And we would just spray, like, we would flick the toothbrush to spray the blood to make it look like a specific spray pattern. Whether that was, like, a gunshot wound or, like, you know, when you get sliced in the arm, the blood kind of goes out and sprays out.
Yeah.
Like, we were actually...
An artery.
Yeah. Because, like, there was one time where we had a plastic knife and we had some blood on it, and we would just swing the knife in front of the paper to mimic the way, like, how the blood would go.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was probably the best class I've ever taken. But
I wish I went to a school with funding.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty nice.
My school's forensics was like, we're going to act. And I was like, I'm out. Fuck this shit.
No, we did not act. I mean, half the time we did watch, what you call it? Dateline.
That's fucking awesome.
And then the other thing that sucked was, like, it wasn't, like, an honors class or anything. So it was, like, I was in with the idiots. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it was like
that's every class I took, Joe. What are you trying to say?
Nothing, dude. It's not like I was taking an AP class and I decided to drop it and go to the bottom of the barrel of forensics or anything. No.
I was taking. Okay.
I was taking AP music theory.
Sorry, I never learned how to read.
Nah,
okay.
It's okay. No, they were cool because a lot of them took it because, you know, they watched Dateline or they're into serial killers.
Fuck yeah, dude. We're here for Dexter. Where's Dexter at?
But yeah, I took that instead of AP music theory because fuck that.
That sounds like a way better choice.
I took AP Music Theory for a week, and I was like, "Yeah, man, no, no, thanks."
I would have taken AP Music if I knew the teacher was putting out. Then I would have taken it.
This guy was not.
Well, if he was, I would have taken it. No. Our music teacher was like putting out, and I was the type, fat guys, fat dudes, bro. I was fat then. Right. I would have been like, fuck yeah, I should have taken that. I think about that sometimes. I'm like, I should have taken that fucking class, dude. Fuck. Because,
yeah.
You know, you see like in the news, or not in the newspaper, but like you hear about, well, you just see about in the newspaper, like, oh, she fucked some kids, and then you find out who it is. I'm like, dude, I'm better looking than that fuck. God damn it.
Why didn't I
take music?
Should have been
honestly,
me.
That's the whole time. I was like, that could have fucking been me if I didn't think music was gay.
Yeah.
Could have been me. Instead, I was taking fucking, I don't know, ag. Taking ag. Should have been taking music.
Yeah, no. I think there was 20-some people in AP Music Theory, and then by the end of the week, when I was leaving, there was, like, 7 people.
They're like, our balls are empty, bro. We gotta go.
No, it was like...
we gotta leave.
It was more like, alright, this is what this note does. Okay, here's, like, the deepest breakdown of a measure that you'll ever see in your fucking life, and memorize that. And I'm like, no...
It's so funny when like things turn into like the theory of. It'll be like the theory of the G chord. It's like, no, dude. It makes this sound, and we feel certain ways because our brain. That's a different class.
There's a beat
because we feel that way.
There's a beat, right? And there's so many beats in this measure, right? Okay. What else is there to go with for theory? All right, you play a note. But here's the thing. I don't remember half the fucking shit theory. I kind of wish I had that textbook still, but...
No, they get even more ridiculous because, like, it was home ec, but they named it, like, the theory of nutrition. Like, all right, why do things with salt... Tastes good.
I was going to say, here's the food pyramid.
I told that was the first day. The teacher was chill at one point. I was like, can we just be honest and be like, this is stupid? Like, people eat food because, and it tastes good because we have to eat. That's the only reason
Joe. Look at the food pyramid here, okay? Look at the different food groups.
The right nutrients.
I'm not 5 anymore. I'll eat whatever the fuck I want.
You can't tell me not to be a fat fuck.
Now, Joe, you have to look at the pyramid at the top.
Are you eating what the government tells you?
Are you eating what Mrs. Barack Obama tells you to eat?
That's some like fucking 1984 shit. It's like. The government has mandated that you eat kale
and apples,
rice. These are government-appointed foods. Outside of that,
and then
you
would
die of diabetes.
Then I would go to the cafeteria if I didn't bring food. I would just go straight to like we had a mini snack line, and they had chicken chunks. It was just boneless. It was basically boneless wings. And I'll get that, a bag of chips, and a Gatorade. Had that all the time.
Damn, dude, I wish I went to a school with funding. I'm jealous.
Yeah, it's nice.
And I ate lunch at a gas station. I'm not eating this fucking bullshit.
We didn't have a gas station near us. Not really. Not like a... Oh, we did, actually. Never mind. A little up the road a little bit. But also, if you're going that far, we had a McDonald's right there. Chick-fil-A is over there now.
Damn.
Yeah.
We had nothing. We had Hardee's, which was like way down the road. It's where like most people would get breakfast. Then we had like a Circle K, or it was like a Hop and Stop or whatever the fuck they called it.
Yeah.
And I'd slam taquitos and Arnie Palmies.
Nice.
And it was so much healthier than the bullshit they put in school.
Yeah. I mean, I never ate at like the regular shit at the cafeteria.
Oh yeah, we talked about this. You would pack a lunch.
Yes, sir.
Joe in a bow tie making a sandwich.
Today I've got my ham cheese salami sandwich with a nice bag of chips.
Looking down at everyone. Oh, the peasant food. I see.
Peasants with your cardboard Mexican pizza.
Mexican pizza? They had Mexican pizza?
Yeah. That shit was so gross.
That's fucking awesome.
No, that
sounds
shit was
awesome.
No, it was disgusting. I had it one time because I was like, oh, that sounds kind of good. No. Imagine you made a Lunchable pizza, but it's like two or three times the size of the Lunchables pizza you can make.
Yeah.
But it tasted like ass. And you had
like a Lunchables pizza.
You heated up a Lunchable pizza and then you let it sit out for like 20 minutes. but it had nacho, like cheddar cheese, not nacho cheese, and random bits of beef and pizza sauce. And
dude, I'm fucking down. That sounds awesome.
And you'll take a bite and it's like you're eating like, I don't even, like, stale cardboard is not a thing, but, like, that's what it was. And I was like, this is disgusting.
Okay, so it's school pizza, but with better toppings, so I'm down.
No, the toppings made it worse. Because it did not mix. No, it did not.
Dude, you never had the government pizza, man. You never had it. The bread's the worst part. If like they changed up the toppings, I'd be like, all right, there's some flavor here.
There's something I could eat on this, that's for sure.
There used to just be exactly what you're talking about, the like just, I don't know, the bread,
yeah,
the very thin like hard bread,
yeah,
and then it'd just be like cheese crumbles that were barely baked on. It was like, that's pizza.
Yeah.
That's what pizza is.
Yeah, the Mexican
fucking
pizza.
Eat it.
The Mexican pizza, it was a hexagon crust that was not cooked. It was a frozen crust that was thawed, probably thrown in the microwave for about 10 seconds and then let to sit out. And then they put the sauce, cheese, and beef pellets on it.
You know what my least favorite school meal was? It was fucking atrocious. It was a soggy. You would see them. They would have, like, you know, flour tortillas.
Yep.
They would be sitting in a bowl of water. They just take one of those out. Yeah, dude, it was fucking terrible. So, like, the ends, they've been sitting out all day.
Does it not just, like, disintegrate in the bowl?
I don't know. It's not real fucking food. It's Michelle Obama meals. They're atrocious.
Yeah, that's true. It's not real.
It's not real
food
at all. They would take them out, and like the center would be wet and soggy, mm-hmm. and then the ends would be stale because they've been sitting out. And then they would just put some microwave chicken in there, and then be like, "That's
your lunch."
Yeah, here's your lunch, young boy.
Here's your lunch.
I never even had like a sweet black lady. He was like, "Here you go, sugar." He's just like, "Here's your fucking lunch." You fucking cops.
You don't have any lunch money this week.
Oh, yeah, that was a big deal. It's like, where's your lunch balances off?
Yeah. Oh, that happened to me one time. I was just like, I got all this food ready to go, and they're like, "Yeah, you don't have any balance left." And I was like, "Oh. Okay."
That shit was always crazy to me. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, that made no sense, because it was just like, what, you're not going to have a kid eat his food?
I've seen that. There's no lunch for you today.
Well, that's what happened to me. I didn't eat lunch. That's I was just like, up. Okay. I just won't have my chicken chunks then, Michelle Obama.
Yeah,
thank
I guess
you.
Dude, that shit used to piss me off. I'd buy people's lunches. I'd be like, "Dude, this is fucking bullshit." What the fuck? Like, I'm not even like a, you know, a taxpayer yet. I'm just like, what the fuck are tax dollars going to?
I can't even drive a car yet, and I can't get food.
No, honestly, I was like, what the fuck are tax dollars for? Like, isn't this a public school? Like, things are supposed to be provided. Like, we pay taxes. And like, a meal is supposed to be, one meal is supposed to be provided.
For my wee little tummy, before yes. going to the rest of
for my fat fucking tummy,
before I go to, I guess my lunch was in the middle of fourth period, going back to fourth period.
I don't remember when my lunch was. Oh no, I do. I don't remember which one it was, but. Lunch and then health class, and then health class was like, "You should eat this, this, and this." And I'm like, "None of this is provided."
I can't.
Lunch.
The lunch lady said, "I don't have money. Also, this is not available at the cafeteria."
Yeah. There's insufficient funds to get bread. I don't know.
All I see are Mexican pizzas. Where are the apples?
I would have cared for a Mexican pizza. It would just be like, here's a stale pretzel. That's your lunch.
Oh,
like what the fuck? No, dude, it was terrible. It was the worst fucking shit ever. Like, here's half of a corn dog. You have to share the other half with someone out there. Yeah, all right, thanks, Gladys. Thank you.
That is why I packed my lunch. Because the food was disgusting.
I don't blame you.
I can make better lunches than Michelle Obama.
No, you absolutely could. I don't blame you, whatever. I just always felt bad. I'm like, this fucking sucks for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, can you, like, just make it food? Like, it's not even, it doesn't taste like food.
I don't understand. Like, just go to the store, buy like 8 packs of Red Baron's pizza, heat that shit up, cut it up into slices, give people like 2 slices, and give them some chips.
Not on the budget.
No, that is the budget. That's all you're getting is just
it's buying not 8 slices.
All right, fine. We'll break it down to 4 pizzas. Everyone's getting 1 slice.
You need half a cup of chicken microwaved.
You get... Our
and
budget is so
tortilla
low.
That's salt and water.
Our budget is so low. You'll get half a slice of pizza that we got from the store down the street. Do you want the front half, or do you want the back half with the crust? Take your
now. Did you always pack your lunch?
Oh yeah.
So even like elementary school, through high school packed your lunch.
Yep. I mean,
okay.
Once I got into high school and I got like, you know, my own debit card and my own money, then I would pay for lunches more. Like I would go just get the chicken chunks and just pay for it like while I was there. But yeah, I would just pack my lunch because I never liked cafeteria food ever since elementary school. I was like, this shit sucks.
It used to be awesome.
I honestly don't remember the elementary food, elementary school food. I just remember when I got to middle school and high school and like getting the fucking Mexican pizza. When I got that pizza, I was like, I'm not. No. I'm making my own food. And then the one day they're like, yeah, they got chicken chunks over there. And I was like, okay, I'll try that. Bro, they had regular, I mean, I've talked about this before, but I don't give a fuck. They did not need to go this so fucking hard on fucking boneless wings. They had just plain chicken chunks, no sauce or anything. They had buffalo, and it was like the ones that they just like destroy in buffalo sauce, and like the breading is buffalo. Like you were shitting yourself like 2 minutes after eating them. Amazing. And then they had like an Asian one. I think it was like a teriyaki one. I never got them, but the buffalo
sounds pretty racist, Joe.
Sorry.
Stop Asian hate, please.
I was a different guy back then. All right. I've learned from my mistakes.
I've changed.
If I could go back, I would definitely get more Asian chicken.
Get more General Tso's chicken.
Now I would never touch. You. I would never, ever, ever touch the basic white chicken because they're racist. They're white.
Yeah, it's racist to be white. Fuck you.
But then I'll get a Gatorade and make a Gator Blade. You remember?
Nice. Those? Fuck yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Can't make them anymore.
Oh yeah, you told me about that. They nerfed them.
Yeah, they
can't cut your friends anymore. It sucks.
Shit was awesome. Yeah, I think
I learned about that late. No, sorry, go ahead.
I was about to say, I think they like got rid of Gatorades for a while, and then they brought them back updated their whatever that piece is called, not the cap, but that little band. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The part that you invert to make the blade.
We never even had Gatorades.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Like we full on got a grant from Michelle Obama herself, himself, whatever.
Himself.
And it was so the school, like there was one drink machine and it was just filled with like sugar-free Minute Maid, sugar-free. Like there was no sports drinks. It was just like lemonades that were sugar-free.
Yeah.
Yeah, it fucking sucked. You had to go to teacher's lounge to get something good.
I think, legitimately, I don't even think we had, like, lemonade. I think we just had milk.
What, like in cafeteria?
Yeah. You either get the carton of milk or you went to the snack line and get a Gatorade.
All right, do you remember what type of milk you had?
We had True Moo. I do remember that. We had another milk.
Ugh. Flashback.
I did not drink the True Moo. I drank the other.
Blame you, dude.
I drank the other one. I forgot the brand.
You had a. I'm just. You had a different type. Did I tell you like when we would go for football and weightlift? We would have to. It was the school milk. It was True Moo chocolates. And depending on your weight, it would be like a certain amount of milk. So like if some of those motherfuckers were 400 pounds and had to chug like 5 milks every morning.
You did tell me that. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit sucked. I just had to do 2. And I was going to, I fucking threw up most of the time. It feels so shitty. So I just benched like not a lot of weight, but if, more than I'm used to. And just chugging 2 true moves. I've always felt bad. Like, most of those motherfuckers, they're like, they're fat as shit. They gotta drink like fucking 8 true moves every morning, every fucking single morning. You gotta drink your milk. You gotta stand there in front of the guy and just chug a milk. It was terrible. It's true moo. It's terrible.
Yeah, I never. I always tried to avoid true moo. I'm gonna look at my high school. I found my high school's lunch menu.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. What's today? Friday the 26th. Buffalo chicken pizza. What?
Hell
Big
yeah,
Daddy's
dude.
Cheese pizza.
Sounds
Northwest.
Awesome.
Northwest. What the fuck? Chicken Alfredo and breadsticks?
Nice.
I did not have this when I was here. Can I go back?
Nah, I feel like that's just peasant food. I'll pack my lunch. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll pack my lunch. Fuck that.
Fuck
Sloppy
that.
Joe's sandwich? I would actually pass on that. I would not trust that.
Really? You don't like a Sloppy Joe?
I do, but I'm not going to trust it at the high school.
She dipped her hairnet in it. It's cool.
Okay, I'll probably try it. Papa John's pizza?
Papa John's caters her school. Did you
what
go to a goddamn private school? Joe, did you go to a private school?
No, I did not. I went to a public school.
I don't believe you.
You can look up Northwest Guilford High School. That's where I went.
I will.
Big Daddy's pepperoni. What is this Big Daddy's pizza? Big Daddy's pepperoni cheese pizza. Chicken Philly sub. What? Northwest. You know what I'm not seeing? Oh, wait. Mexican taco pizza. I found it. Oh, it doesn't have a picture. Damn it. But yeah, Mexican taco pizza. That shit ass.
Northwest Kebos, I don't even know what the fuck that word is. High school.
Guilford.
They rename it?
No.
Cabarrus?
Cabarrus, that's down here in Charlotte. Damn. I want to see how far back it goes. Oh, it's only for the year. Okay. What about the 20. Middle school?
What are those sexy middle schoolers doing?
What are they eating here? It's probably the same thing.
What are they eating?
Yeah, it's the same fucking thing. I'm not surprised. It's the same school. I wonder if my... Probably not on here, but... My elementary school. Stokesdale. Oh my god, it is on here. Let's go. Whoa, what are these kids eating? That's the same fucking thing. Very original people.
You have like an ice cream thing?
No, but I remember the high school would sometimes that fucking like snow cone trucks. They would come up sometimes, or an ice cream truck would come up. But it was
God
really,
damn.
It didn't happen all the time. It was like once a month.
Still, it's pretty bougie.
Yeah. Northwest was nice. Biggest
Had
marching band in the county.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I was in it.
You earned it.
Yeah. And then one day for senior prank day, seniors killed a groundhog and just left it on the football field.
Oh, that's dope, dude.
And I remember where everyone was just like, what's the prank?
No, not gonna lie, that was our plan for a senior prank. We just never did it.
Just kill an animal.
Yeah, no, honestly, some people were like, let's just like kill a deer or find a deer and fucking hang it from a field goal post.
Jesus.
I was like, y'all do that, man. I'm whatever. We did do one. Did you do one?
Senior prank? No.
Yeah.
My junior year, the senior prank was way, like, I kind of forgot what it was, but it damaged a lot of lockers. And at that point, they're like, you know what? We're not going to do any more senior pranks. And so we're like, well, that sucks. And then they killed the groundhog and left it on the, because that was when I was a senior, was when they killed the groundhog. And that's when everyone was just like, what's the prank? That's not even funny. And then I don't know if they continued on with the pranks or not. Because I know they...
Yeah, I feel like they kind of all tough, like, kind of outlasted the charm. Like, you kind of, like, up the ante. And you're like, this isn't really a prank anymore. This is just us being assholes.
Yeah, because I... Yeah, at one point, like, they were pranks. They're good. And then all of a sudden, it's just like borderline felonies. It's just like, well, probably shouldn't do that. So I think, I don't know if they outright stopped the senior pranks or they just like stopped it for this year.
Oh, like the school?
Oh, yeah. The school was like, you're not doing senior pranks.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Like, no, our school was never like on board with senior pranks.
Yeah, our school was just like, oh, you shouldn't do that. But it's like, a senior prank day.
Oh, no, that was never it. It was like,
oh, really?
No, we're going to file charges.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. We had, it wasn't a senior prank, but maybe, no, it wasn't, because it was in May or April. It's always towards the end of the year. But there was one, I forgot what year it was, but they, our rival high school, Northern, we had a bunch of people from Northwest went over there and, like, marked up a wall with, like, spray paint and shit and, like, fucked up a, not really a mural, but they had some property damage, let's just say. And at that point they're like, yeah, you're not doing any pranks this year. And then they still did a senior prank day, but then they killed the groundhog in my year and they're like, you're done.
I wish we had done that like on a rival school. That probably would have been the move.
Yeah.
The year before me was like, they graffitied like the stool.
Yeah.
Clearly superior. Because we just had, I think we had like, the fuck, oh, I've got a picture of it. It was basically just like, we just had like a party in the parking lot. Like during school, we all skipped school. Oh. Just had a party. Yeah, and then, like, it was pretty innocent. Like, it wasn't even like, oh, we're boozing or anything. It was pretty innocent to begin with. And then the principal came out, and then, like, A couple people got in his face. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, this Jesus. Is nuts.
Yeah. It got really bad really quick. Like, it was like, fuck you, peep. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it got really bad really quick. Just like, dude, it's just a lame senior prank. Just
yeah. Yeah, we had like a whole we had senior prank day. We had Spirit Week, obviously. And I can't remember if I don't think senior prank day was during Spirit Week. Like, I don't remember if it was the last day or if it was just like around Spirit Week. But yeah, our school always had special days, and then they kept like taking them away because we sucked. Like, I remember they would ring a bell 5 minutes early from like the end of the day, just to be like, "Hey, you got 5 minutes left." You know what they did? They got rid of that. And then they, like, enforced the whole, like, the bell doesn't release you. I dismiss you. I was like, you guys suck. You guys are stupid.
That was the worst. The bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you.
Me as a 23-year-old makes more than you at 50. Fuck you.
And I just sit here and answer phone calls for 8 hours a day, dude.
Me, I just sit there. No, fuck you. I always hated that. I was like, why the fuck? Let me retract. I loved teachers. I did. I was like, this is a shitty job no one wants. Yeah. And some of them are like, well, I wanna help the youth. And some of them did. But a majority of them was like, I fucking sucked.
I'm the football coach and I need another job.
Not even they that. Were the football best. Coach was dope. All the coaches were dope.
Yes,
they were. But it was just those few that were like, I fucking envy your youth. I gotta go home to my 8 cats. Fuck you. Those ones fucking sucked.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
All the coaches were awesome. No matter, I had a teacher who coached like girls basketball.
Yeah.
My favorite teacher of all time. I fucking loved him. He's the one who made me love history. He's like, it's fucking awesome that Romans raped boys. Like, yeah, it is. It's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, I had the one of the football coaches. He taught civics and economics. I really understood how the credit card worked. Because like the one day we were just sitting there and he just like goes on a tangent talking about the fucking Supernatural show.
What the fuck?
he's like, there's like 20 seasons of that, but it's actually pretty good. It's not bad. So anyway, this is credit. This is the credit card, and this is how it works. You know.
Oh, you had to take that class. I forgot about that shit.
Yeah, it's like the only one of the ones I only really remember because the coach was or the teacher was awesome. The coach, he was awesome, and then he coached my brother because he played football. And so there were times where he would just, like, not teach and just talk to me about football and how my brother was playing.
He's like, Joe, you want to join the team?
He did ask me one time. I was like,
yeah.
No, I'm in the marching band.
I'm in the band.
He was like, oh, that's okay. That's okay, though. But if you want to leave the band, you know, you can always join the football team. And I was like, no, I'm good.
Dude, I played football and baseball, and I once had like the head coach of the football team. I already played football.
Yeah.
He's like, you're ready to not be fucking gay. I'm like, what?
Like, you ready to be straight? Fucking...
So why don't you quit this baseball shit? Like, can I not do both? He's like, nah, dude, because you gotta sacrifice. Yeah, it's pretty gay to like play two sports. You need to like fully. They really were all of them. Like multiple teachers were football coaches. They'd be like, you need to just play football.
All right. They gave you the sacrifice speech. You have to make sacrifices in life.
No, because during like baseball season, they would make the football players do track to like get their endurance and shit up. So they'd all try to convince us, be like, dude, you want to like fucking not be a pussy? Come on. Won't you like fucking? Won't you like girls already? Come on.
How would you be a man and play football, dude?
There's like whores that like baseball players, man. I just no one.
There's like whores. No one comes out for the
football games. Dude, I'm just trying to get puss. No, they really would. The head coach, honestly, like, called me. He's like, I'm like, his wife taught math, and it was like, send him. So I went in there, and he's like, why don't you, like, I'm being fucking gay.
Send him on in.
No, he's like, he's not even old. He's like,
NFL. I was just thinking that he was just fucking, come on in.
No, he's like a huge guy. He's intimidating. I was afraid. I was always afraid of this guy. Sit
down right
next
to me.
He's like, come on.
Come on, yeah, little Joe. Come on, little Dalton.
Wait.
Papa squat. What are you doing, please?
I want to laugh. What are you doing playing baseball? That shit's fucking gay.
You like gripping wooden shafts like that, huh?
Grip it and rip it. Coach, they don't. They play with you're aluminum like balls, bats, coach. Huh? I mean, if it's straight on the baseball.
What do you mean straight?
I mean, coach, can we not do this?
How about you play some football?
Coach, I don't
like get your hands on a nice pigskin, and I mean my dick.
All right, coach, I'm ready to go.
But seriously, I want you to join the football team.
God. That boys and girls is how I was molested. Why don't you sit on down? Come on, just try it out. You might like it. No.
Come on now, sir.
I see you looked at them girls. Why do you not look at me in a dress? All right. Oh, I wanted to tell you about that. I used to have a history teacher in middle school who was like, if y'all all pass your exams perfectly, I'll wear a dress to school.
What?
You know, I swear to God, dude.
In middle school?
Yes, it's in middle school. It's like, if y'all all pass your exams perfectly, I'll wear a dress. And, from my year, he wears a dress. I'm like, I did get a perfect exam that year. Mm-hmm. But I was asking around and people were like, dude, I didn't fucking ace that. Like, I failed the exam.
Dude, come on.
And I would ask, like, so I had a friend whose brother, you know, went to the same school, and I would be like, did you ace it? And he wore the dress, and he's like, dude, I failed that shit, and he still wore the dress. I'm like, oh, so this guy just wants to wear a dress. It's just an excuse.
That's weird.
No, it was so funny to me. Like, this guy just wants so desperately to wear a dress that he just, like, but he also is like, I'm going to motivate the children. I'm going to wear the dress anyway. don't know. I thought that shit was
hilarious.
We might
want to look into that guy.
Oh, he 100% molests children.
But that sounds a little questionable.
He might just be, he's probably just fucking a cross-dresser. Who knows?
Yeah.
He's like, I get to be myself at work today. This is nice.
You guys better pass that exam because I really want to wear this dress.
Yeah, that was the build, like, from day one. It was like, if you pass this exam, I'll wear a dress. And the idea is supposed to be like, oh, won't that be funny to see your teacher in a dress? The whole time I'm like, I don't really care.
I don't care. As long as you're just not annoying, I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
Be like my civics teacher and just leave. I think I talked about this. He left when he found out that my brother was playing football, for him on the football team. He left and got another football coach who was teaching a history class and just brought him in, and they were both talking to me for the entire period.
You should have played ball, Joe.
Eh.
Yeah, don't blame me. Who gives a fuck?
I probably would have been good, but I just, nah. I wanted to drum.
I wanted to play drums.
I wanted to bang stuff, you know what I'm saying?
I wanted to be Whiplash.
I wanted to be Miles Teller in the Academy Award winning Whiplash.
Call me misconception. Football players don't get puss. It's baseball and soccer.
It's everything honestly, except football.
Honestly, yeah.
No one gives a fuck. I think it depends on the school.
Yeah, that's true.
Because no one give a fuck about baseball or soccer at our school. It was football. Yeah, it was football.
At my school, it was like baseball, diamonds, janks, bro.
No. Baseball field, you know where our baseball field was?
Where?
It was down the hill behind the football field. In the woods.
Oh, ours was we had a rec field. It didn't matter about the field. It was just I don't know. The baseball team was funded.
Yeah, it was more so our football team. Because the way the school had our field set up. So you have the football field. And that's coming from the parking lot. That's the first thing you're kind of hitting, because we had a sideway in. That would just take you right onto the track of the football field. But if you keep going, you just go past the football field, and then you'll hit some gravel road, and it takes you down a hill a little bit. And you're in the trees, and then you come out, and then there's a soccer field, the softball field, and the baseball field just on top of each other down a hill that no one can see. You can't even see it from the bleachers at the football field. It's just that tucked away.
All right, no. We didn't have that level.
Yeah, no one gave a fuck.
You have to go down. I mean, we did play on a rec field, but it was that field is the baseball field.
Yeah,
you know, it was locked up. But yeah, it was pretty trashy.
And then we did have a mini rec field, but that was for our rugby team and our lacrosse team.
God damn, y'all had multiple teams. We just had the basics.
Yeah.
It's all right, you're black, play basketball. All right, you're black, play football. All right, you're white. All right, you can play baseball.
Now
that was the theme.
The lacrosse rugby field. All right,
Mexican
that
soccer. It was no Mexicans played anything but soccer. I tried out for baseball. No, you should play soccer.
And then they all got the same haircut.
Yeah,
I remember when that started happening.
Hey, I got some boys. They rock that shit. I'm just kidding. They look like shit.
Yeah, I don't. Some cut. People can work it. Some people just can't.
No, it's a fucking bowl cut.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bowl cut. Don't fucking wear that. Come on.
Yeah, it's bad. Anyways, I think we've got a great stopping point here because we're almost at 2 fucking hours.
Are we? God damn.
We're at an hour 38.
All right, we're going to rock it to 2 hours. Come on.
I think
you're like, I don't want to.
I don't really want to.
Yeah, I'm about to fall asleep. I honestly just want to rock it to 2 hours, Billy. This is the first time we've made it to 2 hours.
This is not the first time we've made it to 2 hours.
Have we ever done a 2 hour?
Let me look.
I don't think so.
I thought we did a 2 hour one before.
It's always just been like, we've done an hour, and then we ramble for half an hour. It's like, fuck.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm looking through the fucking files when I can just go into Spotify like a fucking...
Hope you look. I mean, we ended. I'm just kidding.
No, we're gonna pad it out for a little bit.
Alright, yeah.
Hold on. I thought hour we had 12. A 2 hour one. Some of these aren't showing me the time.
Hour 33. Hour 26.
It doesn't show you the time on Spotify, but it does. That one did.
They look just like an hour and some time.
Yeah. I swear we had a 2 hour.
Oh, we got close. Hour 56.
Ooh, maybe that's one of the one I'm thinking of. I mean, that's boring. I mean, that's 2 hours.
Oh, goddamn, we had a two. Wait, is this even our pod?
Are you on the Joe Rogan podcast again?
I'm on a different podcast. Yep, different pod. I really was. I was like, I don't remember listening in this many episodes of our pod.
All right. That's it.
All right. Yeah, we're done.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.